good evening, everyone.
Long Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Unchain Your Mind. Happy New Year, and thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us. We truly appreciate you. My name is Ida Crawford, CEO of Daily Life for Me and a Sister Circle Empowerment Network. As a coach, I believe that everyone was born to do something. I support you to stay connected with what you say you want to do. We are 31 days into 2016. Many people have made resolutions, and before the week was out, they've already forgotten them and back to doing the very thing they said that they were not going to do or the thing that they were going to do. Never got done. So tonight we're going to be talking about how to stay the course no matter what situation you're in. Changing your mind is the first piece of making permanent changes. Our panel tonight is Ms. Danielle Hall, who is a personal growth entrepreneur coach and has maintained an entrepreneur spirit for most of her life, which gives her the experience and knowledge to assist others to thrive personally as well as professionally. We also have Lois Hollis, who is our shame guilt educator, who assists others to identify the core issues of what keeps us emotionally stuck. Lois can support you to identify and release the shame guilt that we unknowingly carry. Tonight we have a special guest, Ms. Lisa Matos, who survived a childhood of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse, a battle with sepsis, a month-long coma, and a failing marriage at the age of 40. Lisa will share with you how she decided to break through instead of break down. Lisa got serious, and she's making it stick. Okay. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Good New Year.
Hi. How's everybody doing this Sunday evening?
I'm doing wonderful, Ida. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm blessed and highly favored this day. All right. So we have Miss Lisa on the line.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Well,
thanks for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. I am just so amazed at your story and want you to share with our audience how you got serious about the changes that you wanted in your life and how you were making it stick.
Okay. Well, as you said, I had a pretty rough childhood. I had some health issues, and I wasn't expected to make it through those health issues. And I did. I died. And once I came out of the coma, I went back to the same old routine with my job, with my marriage, with life. And I knew that I was not saved to continue being miserable. So I got fed up, and I knew I had changes. So I just started removing negativity. I turned off the TV. I turned off the Facebook, and I started connecting with myself and finding out who I was and what I truly wanted out of life. And then from that, I was able to set goals for myself. So for many years, I just went through the motions. You know, I got married. I had children. I bought a house. And I was very robotic going through life and didn't set any goals for myself. So in order for me to do that, I really had to get in touch with who I was and have been going nonstop since then.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And one of the things that you just pointed out was you got sick and tired. of the way
Absolutely.
You were going. And that in itself is the very beginning of change.
Right.
When you're not comfortable in your own skin.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's the very beginning of change. Now, Lisa, let's just kind of go through some of the steps that you went through to move your life to where you are today. What did that mean? I know you said you had to sit down and you got rid of some things, but what kind of self-talk do you with yourself?
Well, let me tell you, it was very, very gradual. It was very little in the beginning because I've had, you know, the negative self-talk for 40 years. It was really hard to shut that off. I would just practice one affirmation a day. I would make sure I would do at least one a day. If I could do more, I would do more. Like I said, turn the TV off, put the Facebook away, and go outside and take a walk. I had to quiet my mind. I had to get rid of people that I felt were toxic. And unfortunately, that included my family. The way I ate. I started changing the foods that I ate. Just little changes. Those little changes add up, and it has made a world of difference. I also started a meetup group, which has brought me out of my comfort zone because I've been working from home for the past 8 years, so I didn't really have, you know, a social life. And for me to step out of my comfort zone and connect with other people was a really, really big step for me. So I was able to do that, and that's just fueled the fire for me. And I can't stop. It's just an amazing feeling.
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying. It's like once your eyes are open and the blinders are off, you don't even want to go back. You just want to keep moving forward because the feeling is just so great. You know, you want more and more of it.
Right. And, it's important to have a healthy support system as well. You know, I've had friends, like I said, I've had to let some people go because people they can't accept change. A lot of people can't accept change. And when they see you growing, it makes them uncomfortable and, they'll try to sabotage you. And, I couldn't allow that. So, but I have had a few people, in my corner to help support me and cheer me on, who believed in me and saw something in me that for years I didn't see in myself. So that, I'm eternally grateful for that.
Absolutely. And one of the things that you mentioned was, having to let your family go. And I know that's a really difficult thing when you're trying to make a change, because we all feel that family should be our main support system, but sometimes it doesn't work out like that.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but I realized that they were a cause of a lot of the toxicity in my life. A lot of the guilt and shame that I was carrying around was from the family. I had to make that decision. And it's a painful decision, but I'm doing so much better because of that.
Absolutely. And one key word that I've heard you say in terms of making the shift is you had to make that decision.
Yes.
And that's the biggest part of changing, is making the decision to do it. And even though it may be hard to do in the beginning, but just the whole idea, you decide it. And what I found, when I decide to do something, in that moment, it feels like all the weight of the world has just lifted. I don't even know how I'm going to go about doing it. I just made a decision. This is what I'm going to do.
Right. Right. And, you know, I also learned that you have to start trusting your gut and living from your heart. And, you know, for so many of us, we're living from our mind and our thoughts. And I've learned that I can't always trust my thoughts. You know, I have to trust my heart. So, and my heart was telling me, you know, it's time to let go. This is just holding you back. If you want to move forward, you have to let it go.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision, and I'm sure there are times when you are, you know, struggling with the new person that you want to be in terms of, and different things might pop up to remind you of those bad times.
Oh, absolutely.
So how do you work through that?
I just stop. I stop. I take time for myself, and I analyze my thoughts and, you know, ask myself, why am I feeling this way? Why is this triggering me? And, you know, I accept it, and I forgive myself. You know, I don't beat myself up anymore. You know, I accept my negative thoughts and I accept my positive thoughts. You know, I have to have balance. So I don't beat myself up for feeling a certain kind of way. That's just the way I feel, and I accept it, and I own it. And, you know, but you got to keep it moving. I don't dwell on it. So.
Absolutely. Anybody want to weigh in, Danielle, Lois?
I would like to ask a question to Lisa, please.
Go right ahead.
Okay, Lisa, thank you so much for adding some interesting interviews to our wonderful show, and happy new year and happy life.
Oh,
I have one.
Thank you.
Yes, I'd like to ask you a question, please.
Sure.
There's always this straw that broke the camel's back, if you know what I mean by that saying.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that happen, and all of a sudden something happens, and you're going, well, then that's it. Was that something that happened to you that made you, I mean, you knew you were going to do this decision, but something, what triggered it to make it happen?
As far as cutting out my family?
Well,
as
making a turn in your life.
Just something in my gut was telling me, this is not right. This is not how I'm supposed to live. I know we are not here to be miserable. You know, this was a few months after I had come home from the hospital, and like I said, I had returned to the same routine of...
So it was after the coma.
Right. And
yeah.
I knew I wasn't happy in my marriage. I wasn't happy with my... I just was not happy. And
yeah, well, I can see how that would make it... make you reevaluate your situation. Because you actually stepped out of your normal day or normal routine or normal people. If you were in a coma for 1 month, then
yes,
that would kind of reset you, so to speak.
Yes.
May I ask why, medically, why that happened to you?
Sure.
Is that something you want to share?
Oh, it's not a problem. I had a routine hernia surgery, and they perforated my bowel. Which they didn't find for 5 days. So, my organs started shutting down, and they had to put me in a coma and tell my family to tell me goodbye. So, miraculously, you know, I came through, and, you know, I believe, and that's when I started to believe that I'm here for a reason, and it's not to be miserable. So
I had a spiritual experience in that coma. At least that's how I feel. That,
yeah. Oh,
you know,
yes,
your spiritual self came more alive to you. Like,
definitely.
I've had some spiritual experiences in my life, and when spirit becomes, when your physical body is allowed to have more of the spiritual presence,
mm-hmm.
then you acknowledge more of yourself. You're not just on an automatic existence anymore. So you
right.
Got in touch with your spirit, and your spirit was leading you on its way, and it will always lead you on its way. So thank you so much for sharing that, because
sure.
it gives other people the permission to go by their spirit, not what
mm-hmm.
other people are saying or reading or telling you. But your spirit is real. And that's quite a, I'm sure it was quite, I'm a nurse, so really a lot of people do not make it after their bowel perforates.
Right.
So they were right. And God said, no, you're not finished yet. We're sending you back.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, so.
You were you were sent back and said, there's more for you, and thank you for, listening. Because, you know, some people do have an experience like that, and they don't change, which is kind of, like, amazing. But
yeah.
you listened, and you did change. Because I was also the question I was going to ask, what was your constant thread throughout your new life? And it's your spirit. That's what it is. I mean, you're just
yeah.
spirit. And, yeah, so... Yeah, good for you. Good
yeah.
for you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I feel like I've never had a substance abuse problem, but I do feel like I'm coming out of addiction to dysfunction, because
mm-hmm.
I grew up, you know, in a dysfunctional family. So, you know, there are days where it can be rough. You know, you want to go back to just not doing anything, or just feeling that way you used to feel, you know, feeling comfortable. You want to do that drug.
Mm-hmm.
So every day is a struggle. It's not a struggle,
mm-hmm.
but, you know,
oh,
I have
understand.
To be mindful.
Yes.
I
there
have to be mindful every day.
Yes. May I offer a suggestion?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The spirit that you have embodied more can really help you to, like, raise your abilities to heal. The more spirit that we or a person embodies, the greater they have of a self-healing. So at those times, I would call on my spirit to help me heal that craving I have, and it will. Your spirit will heal you if you have that connection, and I know you have that connection because of your experience. So give that a try.
Okay.
Call
well,
on your spirit. Yeah. Just call into your spirit, and however you feel to, because that's individual. No one can tell you how to do that, but
right.
your spirit will dissolve those cravings, because what experience you did have. Raised you into another dimension where you have more access to your spirit than you had before.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thank
so you. You're living a golden life, and you have the abilities to dissolve those cravings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lisa, this is Danielle, and I just wanted to first commend you on your growth. Like, I'm sitting here listening to, you know, everything that you've gone through, and I just hear growth. And every word that you say, I hear where you have taken a life experience and you've turned it around for the better. Because as Lois said, some people, and it is very amazing, that some people will go through life-altering, not even as bad as some of the stuff that you have gone through, and they don't make any changes. You know,
yeah.
they go right back to the dysfunction, as you stated, that they've come out of, or whatever the issue is. Some people go through things and they never make any changes, but I can just hear, you know, listening to your story, how you've taken your obstacles and your trials and your tribulations and, you know, even the attack on your health, and you've grown from it. And that's awesome. Like, I commend you for that. And I thank you for just joining us and sharing your story. You have a very, very powerful, powerful story. And I just thank you and commend you for coming with us and sharing your story with us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, when I first talked to Miss Lisa, she listened to our show, the last show that we did, and we connected, and the first time we spoke for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I got off the phone, and I don't know, it was just, I don't know, what I can't even describe the feeling. And, you know, to hear the honesty and the just, it's just amazing. I'm just so proud of you, Miss Lisa, because as Danielle said, a lot of people go through things in life and they don't make changes. They just continue to do what they've been doing that has not been working.
Exactly. I mean, what I've been doing for the past 40 years has not been working, so why not switch it up and, you know, see what I can do with that. And, you know, I'm raising two, I have two sons, and, you know, I'm determined to break the cycle that has plagued our family for so many generations. So, you know, I have to do this. This is what I have to do. I mean, there's no question about it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I have to do it, period.
I know that's right. So let me just ask you, how is this flowing with your family? Because I know it's flowing pretty well. Because when you make the change, it trickles down to everybody that you touch. So how did that work, let's say, in the beginning when you decided to make the change with family, with your husband and your children?
Well, you know, you have this great awakening, and you come out of the fog, and you just want to share it with everybody, but everybody's not ready to hear it. So, and my husband was one of those people. He didn't want to hear it. You know, he wasn't ready for it. So the first year and a half, it's been 2 years, so the first year and a half was a bit of a struggle, but, you know, he saw me continuing to do my thing and not allowing his behavior to affect me, you know, because I began to live from intention instead of from reaction. I didn't react to him. I let him say whatever he had to say, act however he wanted to act, and I kept doing my thing. And I guess he figured, well, I better get on board or, you know, we're just going to grow apart. So it's been amazing. Amazing. He's the person that I wanted him to be, the type of person I wanted to be with. And we are growing together, and our children are just amazing. like I told you yesterday, I become speechless because of the changes that have been made in the four of us. We communicate with each other a lot better because there was a lot of passive-aggressive communication before. But we talk to one another, not at each other, not about each other, but we talk to each other. The time we spend together is more of a quality time, and it's not just going through the motions. I mean, we really enjoy being with each other and sharing with each other, and I encourage my children to share how they feel. It's okay. You're allowed to feel. You're allowed to be upset. You know, don't hide who you are. Be yourself. And especially with my 13-year-old in middle school, you know, these going into some tough years. And so it's important that I communicate to my children that, you know, they are worthy, they are loved, and they are allowed to be who they feel they are, period. Because, you know, people are going to talk about you anyway, so you might as well live your life.
Absolutely. And it's so funny you talk about talking to your kids about the feelings. I had to do that with my son because growing up, when we all are a ball of feelings. You feel angry sometimes. Sometimes you're happy. Sometimes you're sad. Sometimes you're excited. And as a kid, you don't really understand these feelings.
Right.
And you need to have that guidance to you know, I know my parents never gave me that. You know, I never, and they probably just didn't know to do that.
Right.
You know, because of the era that they were from. But being connected to your feelings and what's going on with you is very important in when you are a kid, because all of these new experiences that you're going through is all brand new. And
yeah.
When you have these different feelings, sometimes you need to be able to understand them. And that know that that's just a part of life. Because, I mean, there's some days I wake up and I feel like crying for no reason. I don't even know really what's going on. I'm just feeling some kind of way. And not really knowing why I'm even feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that you touched on the point that how you're working with your kids to be connected to their feelings and what's going on with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've apologized to them for, you know, not doing the best that I could do when they were younger and, you know, letting them know that although I'm the parent, I make mistakes, but I own up to my mistakes. And that's how you learn. That's how you grow, is from your mistakes. And it's okay, you know.
Which gives
I'm very
them the permission.
Open.
Yeah.
Right. I'm very open with my
and
children.
And you have to teach your kids that. Yeah, you have to instill that into your children by doing it yourself. Like, I like how you're, and I deal with my kids. Is I have preteens, 12-year-old twins in middle
mm-hmm.
school, just like your 13-year-old. And I find myself talking to them from my experiences, even though they're only 12, they're very, you know, children are very intelligent. Like, I don't think we give them enough credit sometimes, but you have to be transparent with them, because if they can see mommy made a mistake and, you know, she's okay. It's okay
mm-hmm.
to make a mistake, and you learn from your mistakes and you live through them. You don't make excuses. You know, you own it and then you live through it. So that's a wonderful parenting technique between a mother and their children.
Right.
Absolutely. If anybody on the call has any questions or want to ask Miss Lisa something, I guess you've got to press the 1 on the phone and I'll see it. Because I'm just really, you know, at this point, I'm just speechless. Because to really meet somebody who has gone through something and is conscious and intentional about making a change is huge, because a lot of people say they're going to do it, but they never get around to it. They never get around to it. And
yeah.
One of the things that helps with that change is just staying connected with what you don't want.
Right. And, you know, like I said, I had to get in touch with myself and who I was, because I didn't know that I was living a dysfunctional life, because, you know, I was married and I had my house and my children and my job, and I was doing what I thought I was supposed to be doing, but I was still unhappy, but I couldn't figure out why I was unhappy. So I really had to dig deep and go back into, you know, my childhood and look at how I was raised, and that's when it got ugly. That's when it got really ugly and uncomfortable. You know, all these memories coming up, and so I started from there and just started healing the little girl inside of me that was still in so much pain and felt so much guilt and shame. For things that wasn't even her fault. So, you know, it took a lot of work. It took a lot of work. And, you know, I do it every day.
Yeah,
I'm going
to.
Every day.
You
yes.
really have
yes.
to. We have a question
oh, yeah.
from 9731. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Stephanie. Hello, I'm Stephanie Jewell. Hello?
Go right ahead. Yes, we can hear you. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to learn this phone. I'm Stephanie Jordan, and I'm listening to the, you know, your journey. And I wanted to ask a question about how do you, what tools do you use on a daily basis, just one day at a time now? Because would you say that the tools that you use, they change daily? Or instant by instant type of thing?
Honestly, what I do, like I said, I set the intention that I'm going to be happy today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be grateful today. Those are the thoughts that I have.
There you go. Okay.
Can you hear me?
So those are the
Yeah.
So those are
the thoughts that I have upon waking up every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't set my intention for the day, then my thoughts are just going to run wild. And you know, I have to keep them in check. And you know, I have to retrain. Anytime a negative thought comes up, I have to have something positive to stop that negative thought in its tracks. And it might be, I might find something on YouTube. There's a lot of inspiration out there on YouTube. Or I might find something online, just read something inspirational. Just, you know, like I said, I stop whatever I'm doing, I stop it, and I just check myself. You know, take time to meditate. I try to exercise whenever I can. I mean, little things here and there.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That helps keep you balanced. Because I find there, you know, I'm working there too. You know, I've had to come to grips with the vague pains that stop you in your tracks and find out where they came from to be able to move past them and not just exist.
Exactly.
I feel like you're supposed to live and not just exist, although we still have that choice, of course. But I had to figure out why they were happening, and that was something that I just started because I thought that that was the way it is. You know, I didn't even know that I could do something, override those types of things, because they just come out of the blue. I'd be going, why did I think of that? You know, when can I get rid of this? You know, so I had to figure out what I'm still working on the tools, you know, like talk to God when I give it to him. And when it bounces back, I give it to him again. If it takes all day, you know, because like I was talking to Ida, you know, I had got to the point where I was wondering where these, you know, it was like vague feelings. It wasn't even exact images of the past. It was vague feelings that would trigger, something would trigger it. Could be a movie or just something that was said, and it would trigger some negative, ugly memory, you know, and that kept me feeling like I was unworthy or, you know, not good enough type of feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I don't need just one tool. I need a whole arsenal for whatever one works. You know.
Right. Well, you know, I keep telling myself I have a choice. I can choose to let this feeling take over me, or I can, you know, let it go, move on with my day. And so, you know, I just keep telling myself, you have a choice. You have a choice.
Right.
Because I know there's always going to be triggers. There's always going to be triggers, but I'm always going to have a choice.
Right.
And
so
I choose me, and I choose my happiness.
Yeah, okay. You consciously do that, not just waiting for it to happen or saying, you know, because at first I couldn't figure out how to get past it. You know, I would try to say stuff like, okay, I'm happy today, and it just was like, no, you ain't. You know, or it felt phony. So I'm, you know.
Well, sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. You know,
right.
Can I make a suggestion here? Pardon?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. When those times come, instead of silencing that voice, say, who are you?
Yeah.
Rather than trying to get rid of it, because what we resist persists.
I have a
DVD on YouTube that explains how we can talk to our emotions if you're interested.
Okay.
It's you just put it on YouTube and put in out of discord, O-U-T, of discord, D-I-S-C-O-R-D.
Okay, got it.
Into harmony. H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, out of discord, into harmony. And that's a DVD that teaches you how to talk to these voices or thoughts that we have and make friends with them rather than try to keep throwing them away, because they are going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. There is, it was like seeing out of the side of your eyes, you know, or feeling like it was anyway. And it was constant attack. Well, I'm getting better at that, praise God, because now I am, you know, looking at it and
yes,
saying,
Robert,
you know.
Yeah,
and
this
and
will help you out.
I used to dwell.
I said, this
before
will help you out.
Dwell, yeah. On whatever that was. You know what I mean? It's like once the image come or the feeling come, I went back there. And now I say, why do you go there? What do you want to do that? I mean, what is that about? Why are you going back there? And so now that's what I do. Instead of, allow myself to just go back to what it was and, like, reliving stuff. And it don't matter.
Well, I have a question for you. Have you ever taken, because I do the same thing, and I just want to give you a suggestion of what I do when I feel myself going back or thinking about something that I know I shouldn't think about. Ask yourself, what is it about this situation that you feel like it keeps coming to your mind? Because it's a reason why we go back. And sometimes it may be that it's a situation we may not have forgiven. Or we may not have forgiven a person, or we may not even have forgiven ourselves in a certain situation. And that's why it continues to bombard our mind, because it's some kind of way in our subconscious we haven't let it go. We're either still angry about it, we're resentful about it, we're bitter about it, and we may tell ourselves, oh, I'm over it, I let it go, I forgive them. But if it keeps reoccurring in your mind, it's something else there. So you have to find out what it is, just bringing it back, and then you deal with it at that level of whatever that is. If it's forgiveness, then you have to really study forgiveness and know that you're not just saying you forgave somebody, but you actually really did forgive them.
Yeah.
And then it'll go, and then you'll find that it goes away, like, and then you won't even think about it anymore, won't even come into your mind. But you have to deal with the stuff that enters your mind, because like Lisa said earlier, you set your tone for the day. You set your intention for the day. What do I want to do? How do I want to feel today? And that's what you do. You got to kind of go with that. But if something keeps overtaking that, that means that it's something else involved, and you got to figure out what that is.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, you can look at the DVD, because that will give you some insight as to how to do what Ida was talking about.
Okay. 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 That is something that I feel you know, like I was telling her, people, you know, in my perception, I ain't going to say, you know, it's a, but this is the way that it, that my conscious been shaped, that people think you're supposed, because you're an adult, you're supposed to be able to handle this problem and that and not let this bother you and all of this. And that was what was my perception, not to say that, you know, I must have taken it from, I don't know, the like a subtle thing that society, okay, and then I would, you know, hide thinking that, you know, I wouldn't be able to, would have to deal with it, but it always came back because I was constantly stuck. I could never be where I would, when I would think of it, I wouldn't be where I wanted to be going, you know. I wasn't doing anything toward it, where I wanted to, where I said I wanted to be going. Whenever I'd come to myself and try to think about what I was doing, you know, or what I wasn't doing to change.
Sounds good.
So I'll do that. I'll look at that video. Thank you very much.
Anybody else have any questions? Just press number one on your keypad. Okay. Well, this has really been, you know, really uplifting for me, because no matter how you think you are overcoming things, when you listen to other people and listen to the different ways that our people are overcoming their obstacles, you learn something. Because we all have some fears and we all are going through some stuff that we need to learn how to work with.
Absolutely. And can I add that through this journey, there have been two words that would come up that would just make me feel so connected to another person, and that is me too. Whenever I share my story and somebody says me too, it's like, you know, it removes another layer of that pain and all that nasty stuff that I've been carrying around, because then I don't feel so alone. I don't feel so shameful and so guilty and so bad. Because this has happened to somebody else. And
exactly.
I'm finding that, you know, with my meetup group, it's so many different women. It's such a diverse group, but we all have something, you know, that we connect with somebody else within the group. There's always this me too. And, I mean, that's amazing. When you
Did you organize that group yourself?
I did.
How did you do that?
It's through the meetup site, meetup.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, I just picked a name for the group and say, we're going to go do this. And, I mean, it's really taken off. And that's
wonderful.
You know, that's, yeah.
Is that in your area or is it in different areas?
It's in York, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful. Good for you.
Yes, and that helps you stay strong, because when you are, you know, surrounded by people that are going through similar or going through something and willing to share and support each other, that helps you to stay strong, because you know you're not out there by yourself.
Right. Absolutely.
Because everybody's going through something, you know, and just mm-hmm. being able to be transparent and to be honest about what's going on and sharing, you know, it's you just never know, you know, and you're going to get some relief just by listening to other people's stories. You're going to get some insight, just like we're sitting here talking tonight. You know, I've picked up quite a few things just by listening to what everybody is saying. about the way they work through it.
Right. So, well, you know, that's how we begin to repair ourselves and our communities and build a stronger society by sharing. I mean, nobody shares anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we're so disconnected from each other and disconnected from ourselves. And you see what's happening, you know, to society because of that. So I think, you know, it's time for people to wake up and, you know, start living life the way it was meant to be lived, which is not miserable. You know, we're here to be happy and to connect and to share and to love, period.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I like how you talk about when you wake up in the morning, setting your intentions. I do the mm-hmm. same exact thing. You know, I get up.
Yeah.
You know, and the first thing I do, I check my emails first, and I'm connected with all these different inspirational type. I get something every day. It's either spiritual or some kind of quote. And, you know, I meditate in the morning, you know, and I set my day. And I have this little sign in my office that says nothing's going to happen today that God's not going to take care of. So I kind of remove myself because I ain't got to worry about it because God got that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, all of these little things that help you get through the day and help you keep your mind where it needs to be for your day.
Right.
It's real important, you know. And there was a time, I remember, when there was a time when I had no self-esteem and, you know, some certain things had happened in my life, and I just could not move. I was just actually frozen. I didn't want to do anything. I was in a highly depressed state. And somebody came into my life, and they helped me in so many different ways. And I would literally have to stand in the mirror and say to myself, "You're a beautiful woman. You're this. You're that." To help myself move out of that depression that I was in at that time. So I say that to say, do what you need to do to move your life forward, whatever it takes, you know, whatever works for you to move to the next level, do it, because you're going to be much happier for it. At first I felt silly standing in the mirror saying this stuff. I'm like, why am I doing this silly stuff? But then as I continued to do it every morning, I could start to see I was coming out of the depression. I was very depressed at that time. Huh?
And Ida, what you were doing is affirming yourself, which is something that we all should do anyway, but we will do it, like you say, as silly, because we don't really know what exactly it is that we're doing until,
right,
you know, you get into that place where you say, okay, this is affirmation for me, so that I don't need validation from anyone else. I can get up in the mirror and look at myself and tell myself what I need to do. I can tell myself that I'm beautiful. I can tell myself that I'm smart. And that way, if nobody says it to you in a month, you still know this about yourself, and you just continue to affirm yourself, because that's basically all you really need to do. You don't really need validation from other people.
Right. Yep.
Nope.
Okay. We've got a question from 4112. Okay, you're on the air, 4112.
Yes, hello, my name is Renee Carter. How is everybody?
I'm doing
very
fine.
Good.
How about
well, thank you.
I'm okay. I'm glad I got in on the call. Just listening to the ladies talk really brought a lot of stuff to my attention. You know, like I said, I had a lot of things going on myself. and it's like you feel as though you don't have anybody, and you know, you go through a depression, but just listening to you all really gave me an insight on trying to get that negativity out of your life. And it really, really did help. And I'm going to go on that website, Out of Discord into Harmony. And I didn't get an introductory, well, because I came on the call like 5 minutes late. I was running behind.
Yeah. You can go on to YouTube.com.
Okay.
And then you type in Out of Discord, D-I-S-C-O-R-D.
Into Harmony.
Into Harmony, and that's the title of my DVD.
Oh, awesome. That sounds good. I think I'm going to check it out.
It's free, and it gives you a way to answer what you were questioning just now. How do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
And it tells
you
how to do it.
How do you get that negativity out of your life? Sometimes, like, you know, you'll be driving somewhere, and you'll be thinking, like, why am I thinking this? You know, just get that out of your mind.
Yes,
so.
It took I had to go to film school to make it. So it's very heartfelt. So just go through YouTube.com and type in Out of Discord into Harmony, and the DVD will go in. And also I have a TV interview on that as well.
Okay, it sounds great. And just like you say, you think that you're the only one that really has problems. Everybody's got problems, too. Some people got problems worse than yours. So
well,
what
you're
I try
smart
to
enough
now,
to recognize it.
Right. I just try to now, just like you said, you just try to think positive things. Sometimes, you know, I was getting off track, and I was kind of getting depressed like last couple of months because I had so many things going on all at once. Like, everything just came on me all at once. This happened, that happened, that happened. So it was like the first time in my life that you started getting something good going on, and then all these other things came in to try to throw it back. But you gotta keep thinking positive and keep your mind afloat.
Yeah,
so
can
I'm glad
I tell you
that
the
I
reason?
Got on this call.
Yeah, can I tell you the reason why that happens that way?
Yes.
Yes. A lot of times the negativity comes in when you're very strong and very positive, and you go, what happened? Well, it's kind of like, it seems very strange, but the reason that happens that way is because finally you're strong enough to handle the negativity that you couldn't handle when you were negative.
Okay, I get that. Right.
Yeah, your soul, your spirit doesn't give you any more. You know how they say God gives you no more than you can handle?
Handle, right.
And so this is the soul's way of only giving you what problems you can handle at the time. And when you finally get some spirit and positively and some grounding within yourself, then the negativity that you need to look at comes in. But that's a compliment, not a curse.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, because I'm like now, it's like I'm starting to feel better. I'm starting to like ease my mind. And it's like, go back on track.
And, well, this DVD will help you out on that one.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
And I was glad I came on this call tonight for the other ladies and with their thoughts and contributions as well. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I mean, it's just to know that we all in this together.
Right.
We all in this together. You know, everybody's going through, and what I'm hearing is we've all been in this place. We've all been in this place. You know, just thoughts come, and when you think about it, thoughts come in pairs anyway. It's like negative and positive.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is, which one are we going to focus on?
Right. And then that's when you have that choice. That's when you make that choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And making choices, and just know, you always have that choice. You know, you have that choice to make the decision, am I going to stay with this thought, or am I going to go with this one? And then set your intentions for the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's real huge, I think. You know, when you wake up in the morning, get your spirit right before you even walk out the door.
Mm-hmm.
To be
and
that
is true.
that is just that's a real peace giving strategy to keep you in a peaceful place. And you know, every day I get up and I try to stay grateful. Having a grateful mind means you're not going to be complaining, because you're going to be thinking about everything that you're grateful for. I got up this morning. The coffee was delicious. I ate breakfast. I got to work safely. Now, if you start thinking that way, where does negativity have a, doesn't even have a place? You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't even have a place, because you are, you know, you're constantly in a grateful mode. You're constantly grateful about all the little things that occurred in each moment of your life that kept you moving forward.
Well, that's true, because if you
go ahead,
yeah, like if you like to say, if you start your day off positive, pretty much it can wind up ending up like that. If you start your day off on a good start,
mm-hmm.
and then the day goes along pretty good after that. But if you get up on a negative note or starting off with a bad day, a lot of times your day goes that way. So like you said, you get up in the morning, you pray, you can have a good breakfast, you can do a little meditation, and your day should go along pretty good after that, and try to do that day by day.
And even if negativity comes in, because sometimes you will do all of that. You'll meditate, you'll pray, you'll say you're going to have a wonderful day, and then you step out the door and maybe get to work, and here come the devil or the enemy or whatever,
right.
You know, whatever you want to call it, the negative person or the negative situation. So when it comes, if you've already set your day to be positive, you'll immediately say, nope, that's negativity. I'm not going to entertain that.
Right.
And then you just walk away. You know,
yeah,
you just walk
that's
away.
What
you
have
still
to
have
do.
Your positive outcome. But if you start off negative, then everything that come negative, you're like, okay, well, I already knew this was coming because I started off at negative. So it's
mm-hmm.
all about how you start off. That's
right.
The key. How do you start off?
That is the truth. That is
yeah.
the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There was one thing that was happening.
973. Okay, I'm sorry, Stephanie. You on the lot. You on the air now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that there was one thing that I was noticing in my life that I had to deal with. It was forgetting things, and I was. I didn't understand why I was constantly forgetting things and putting things down, don't know where they are. And I found out that I was doing too many things. And then I started getting afraid because I was forgetting things. Okay. And,
I go through that too, Stephanie.
But that's
mm-hmm.
the thing, though. I was trying to be positive by doing things to make sure that I got things done and being. Oh, intentional and you know, getting things done. And then I became upset and sad because I wasn't getting things done, and it was getting like, is something wrong with me, you know? But then I learned that I have to look at what I'm doing because, like you say, I've been positive first thing in the morning, and something happened in that day, somebody cut you off in traffic, or you make a mistake and drop something or lose something, like I said, and you start getting, I was starting to get that depression or that despair, you know, when all I was trying to do was be positive, some news or something would happen. So I'm like starting over again, and that was the one thing that I noticed about I believe in God and I call on God, that he helps me to understand that you can constantly start over. You know, if I find myself in a place where I done ran and kept going and didn't know I was going down the wrong road, then just stop and assess it, look at myself, like you're looking outside of yourself. That was one trick I found in a video. If I start looking like, you know, stepping outside of myself just for a moment, I can, you know, kind of see where I'm going wrong with my attitude per day, you know. Because I would like blame my husband. If he did anything that I wasn't happy with, I would just start getting angry at him to myself. And I noticed that was making me feel bad about a whole bunch of other stuff. So I'm learning to look at myself first. And
that's a huge thing. And like I always say, you have to step outside yourself on a regular basis and look.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times we go through the motions, and sometimes we don't pay attention to what we're doing, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just don't pay attention. And then you feel in some kind of way, and you don't know how you got that way. And you got to step outside and like, oh, this is what I'm doing. This is why I'm feeling
right.
Like this. You know what I mean?
You got to stop and check yourself, you know.
All the time. All the time. It's just, just a part of the growth.
I like the idea that you have a group of women that you know, you all talk together. That was the one thing I found that was missing in my life, you know. And I think it was because of shame.
You know? You're exactly right.
Not feeling comfortable that I would, you know, I didn't want to be with a group of women and we not really talk, but just sit around and talking on the surface. I knew I needed that, but I didn't know who to trust with myself. You know, I think that's why a lot of times I'm hoping that starts to change. I see it in different ways and different times, like on TV, or like you say in your group or stuff like that, where women are trying to change that. And it's, you know, not staying with that thing where people were saying, you know, women can't come together because they keep on, you know, being catty or, you know, things like that.
Well, you know, once you start changing and you know who you are, you show the world how you want to be treated. And if you're loving yourself and you show yourself compassion, those are the kind of people that are going to come around you and be there for you.
Lisa, tell us about what's the name of your meetup?
It is the York Area Women's Social Group. I think that's the third name it's had in 3 months because I kept changing it. But I think I'm going to keep this name. And I started it in November, and we have 147 members.
Ooh.
And we've done 3 meetups. And some of the people that came to the first one came to the second one, and then some from the second one came to the third one. So there's been familiar faces, and it's been such a great time. Our next meetup, we're going to be making soap at the Sunrise Soap Company. Yeah, we're going to be doing that for Valentine's Day. We're going to sell something sweet and nice. And then after that, we're going to have sushi and have discussion. You know, dinner and discussion. So, you know, it's really laid back. You know, like I said, it's a very diverse group. And I have something in common with every single one of the members that I've met so far. And like I said, you know, we all connect on some level. So it's been really great.
And I see a lot of my sister circle group is on the line. I'm going to be going to Lisa's meetup on the 20th of February. So if anybody wants to ride with me, just meet me at my house and we can ride over together.
Okay.
Oh, that would be nice.
What day is the 20th on?
It's on a Saturday. And I think it's in the evening. What time is it, Lisa?
It's from 3 to 5.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So if anybody wants to go, I'm going, and you can ride with me if you like.
Okay. And
Lois.
Yes.
Just so you know what the meetup is, because when you were asking the questions, I kind of was thinking that you might not know what the meetup is. A meetup, you can have a meetup in every country, every part of the United States. They're all over the United States, and you just get online. There's a fee, and you can create a group and, you know, have different events and things like that. And typically it's usually free for the members to come, but it's a great way to meet new people.
Mm.
And
I thought this would be good information for our listeners, how they can organize their own group.
Yeah. So it's so much support now. There's no there's no reason for anybody to be stuck anymore.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's
no
why I wanted
reason.
To make our viewers know about that.
Yeah, so information is readily available. The key is you've got to want the change. You've got to be
right.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Amen to that.
Yes.
And once you want that change, the universe will just bring you what you need, and you just say yes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's pretty
ain't
much
that
how it works.
Yes.
You don't really have to do anything but decide, I want to change. And the things will start coming into your life to help support you with that.
Oh,
well,
wow. Yeah.
This has been a really, really empowering, inspiring conversation tonight. I am just so grateful for everyone who showed up on the show, and thank you for your input. And Lisa, thank you for being our guest. We truly appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
And we are at the bottom of the hour, and I just want to let everybody know that you cannot always control the events in your life, but you can always control your thoughts, decisions, and actions. I want to
Amen.
Thank you all for joining us tonight. Many blessings to you and yours, and have a great week. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Bye.